This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Emails containing classified information were sent to the personal accounts of Colin Powell and aides of Condoleezza Rice during their tenures as Secretary of State for President George W. Bush, officials said. National Bureau of Economic Research, a 96-year-old private nonpartisan research group, found that students in Louisiana received vouchers to attend private schools suffer more academically than if they had remained in a troubled public school. North Korea is now sending balloons across the DMZ to South Korea, carrying cigarette butts. An estimated 60 million women and girls have had female circumcision in Indonesia, according to an estimate by UNICEF. The latest Zika virus advisory from the Center for Disease Control recommends that pregnant women whose male sexual partners have spent time in a country with confirmed transmissions of the virus should either abstain from sex or wear condoms. DHHS claimed more than 4 million new enrollees signed up for health care in the 2016 enrollment period. The horse carriage controversy in New York City's Central Park continues. Teams for opposition scuttled a difficult compromise, dealing a political and personal blow to Mayor de Blasio. Senators Patrick Leahy from Vermont and Al Franken from Minnesota have introduced a bill to limit arbitration to settle legal disputes, which is often stacked against consumers. In a suit filed by U.S. Soccer against the union representing the players, the women players, the lawyer included 28 players for the national team and their home addresses and email addresses in the court filing, endangering their security, according to the players. 60% of all American foundations today don't accept unsolicited proposals, according to the Foundation Center. Those grant makers give away one-third of the foundation donations, or about $16 billion. Salary.com reported the median salary nationally for a community organizer in 2015 at $33,735, with a range between $24,000 and $44,000. Average hourly wages increased last month, suggesting some of the benefits from the falling unemployment rate are flowing to ordinary workers. U.S. economy also added 151,000 jobs. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.